Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Europe is preparing for a new wave of refugees as word filters back to others that the passage through Hungary is now easier. Over the weekend, Hungary decided to allow thousands of refugees who have been stranded in Budapest to travel by train to the Austrian border. Many of them had reached Germany by early today. Former British Labour Party leader David Miliband is now head of the International Rescue Committee. Speaking on American television, he urged the U.S. to take in more refugees than the 1,400 it's allowed in since the Syrian war began in 2011.
The UN has said that by the end of 2016, 130,000 Syrians need to be resettled around the world, and that's why the 65,000 figure is the one for the U.S. to continue to show the kind of leadership that it has over the decades.
White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
The United States has provided more than $4 billion in humanitarian assistance to those affected by the conflict in Syria since 2011. That's a substantial commitment and certainly more than any other country.
Earnest said the U.S. also supports the efforts by the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees to meet the urgent humanitarian needs of Syrians fleeing the civil war. Kurdish militants attacked a convoy of Turkish troops on Sunday near the borders with Iran and Iraq, putting hopes for peace even further out of reach. 15 soldiers were killed. The Kurds are fighting for more autonomy in southern Turkey and northern Iraq. Tunisian authorities warned Sunday of possible car bomb attacks in the capital, Tunis, after receiving intelligence reports about potential attacks. The country's state-run news agency says unidentified militants were planning to attack sensitive sites. This is VOA News.